A night before the statewide tornado drill was to be conducted, sirens were set off in Pettis County towns, and it wasn't a drill. Due to possible tornadic activity in the area and the issuance of a tornado warning by the National Weather Service, Pettis County Emergency Management Agency Director Dave Klippert set off all the sirens in the county, but the siren in Smithton remained silent on Monday. Klippert explains why he thinks the older siren didn't go off.
That one is one of the older sirens. It's probably a good 40 years old or so. You know, it could be something as simple as the brushes on the motor are burned out, and so they will probably within about a week they'll be down, and they'll repair that.
Klippert said there is no evidence of a tornado touching down in the county.
Luckily, I have not seen any evidence that we have a tornado, but I have seen a lot of damage from straight line winds, and so. You know, we did that tornado warning until it expired. We had spotters out, and so we were just letting them tell us what they were seeing, and they weren't seeing anything that was too awful bad. We certainly didn't see a tornado.
During Tuesday's statewide tornado drill, Klippert said he was notified that the siren in Lamont did not sound. He says Blue Valley Public Service of Green Valley is going to take a look at both sirens and should have them fixed within a week or so. At least one area county did not participate in the statewide tornado drill test to test out its outdoor warning sirens yesterday. At the meeting of the Saline County Commission last week, Saline County Emergency Management Agency Director Tony Day said the storm siren test for Saline County will be held at 1:30 p.m. today in Marshall, Slater, Arrow Rock, and Sweet Springs. Day also said siren tests are scheduled to be held on the first Wednesday of each month from April through October for all four cities. A Saline County school is scheduled to host a free training course on severe storm spotting tonight. According to a news release, the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Pleasant Hill conducts courses to train people to become sky-worn severe storm spotters. Topics that will be covered include severe thunderstorm basics, identifying severe storm features, reporting observed severe weather, and storm spotter safety. No registration is required. The free training course is scheduled to be held from 6:30 to 8 o'clock in the Little Theater at Marshall High School at 805 South Miami Avenue. And a Johnson County High School is scheduled to host an American Red Cross blood drive today. According to a news release, the blood drive is scheduled to be held from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Holden High School at 1901 South Main Street. KMMO News Time is 7:35.